firstly, I guess the campaign aims to raise awareness that unfortunately you can't contact emergency services using either 000 or 112, which is the alternative number that's sometimes promoted from a mobile phone black spot. But the really important part of the campaign is that it aims to lobby the federal government to increase mobile phone black spot funding and really commit to a deadline to resolve the over 6,000 currently identified black spots, which is where the petition comes in. So with the petition, we're hoping to collect over 100,000 signatures and really make sure that the federal government gets really serious on this issue.
So it's a big target. Tell us what support you've had so far.
So I guess the campaign's really only just kicked off, but there's been plenty of interest on Facebook. And certainly I haven't had any trouble getting signatures. It seems to be an issue pretty close to people's heart, and even asking people in the city to sign it once they realise it's about 000 access are pretty happy to get on board. But the biggest support I'd say so far has been the 200 people who have signed up to run the petition in their local area, and that includes people from every state in Australia, which is fantastic.
You're obviously very, very passionate about this. Tell us why you're so passionate.
So I started this campaign after the death of my fiance Mick, who passed away following a quad bike accident last year. Unfortunately, that accident did occur in a mobile phone black spot, and 000 couldn't actually be dialed from the scene of the accident, which ended up delaying medical assistance by around 20 to 30 minutes. Myself and my family, we discovered the hard way that you couldn't make that 000 phone call from anywhere in Australia, and up until that point, I'd thought that even if there was no mobile phone coverage, that you could still dial 000, and I think that most mobile phone users, in fact probably all mobile phone users, believe that is the case. Really, I and my family, we lost a very much loved person, in part because medical assistance was delayed due to lack of mobile coverage. And knowing how that felt, I really don't want anyone else to have the same experience.
Catherine, I know it may be hard to think about, but do you think there would have been a different outcome if you did have access to mobile signal?
It's something that unfortunately we'll never know the answer to that, but really we're all told that in an emergency every second does count, and so to lose 20 to 30 minutes, that really is quite significant, and it could have been what made the difference, but as I said, we'll never know, and it may not have, but yeah, unfortunately we won't know that.
You mentioned prioritising the issue, Catherine. Do you have a time frame as to when you'd like to see this access happen?
So the federal government, in their first two rounds of funding, they've claimed that they will be able to eliminate half of the currently identified mobile phone black spots. And that funding was rolled out over 2 years. So really, I think that a time frame of 3 years to fix those remaining black spots is being realistic.
Catherine, country residents have been, you know, really crying out for better access to mobile reception for years. Do you think it may unfortunately take a tragedy like your fiance's accident for something to finally happen?
The really unfortunate thing is that it actually takes more than just a tragedy to get fast action on mobile phone black spots. If it was that easy, we would have complete coverage across Australia already, because unfortunately accidents in circumstances like Mick's, they do happen every year, and they are reported in the press and the government is aware of them, and yet we still do have mobile phone black spots. So I think what really does make the difference is people being very vocal about the issue and really telling the federal government that it is unacceptable, which is why it's really important that if people feel really strongly about this issue, that they really get on board with the petition and, I guess more importantly, get their city, family and friends to also get involved, because this could also happen to them if they're travelling in those areas.
Now, Catherine, you've got quite a short deadline here of April 30, and that's got in some parts due to your growing belly. What's going to happen at that deadline? Where do you take the petition to then?
At this stage, we're hopefully working through a local member for them to present it into Parliament, but ultimately it will be presented to federal Parliament.